A story now about electric vehicle makers. They have ambitious plans to sell more eco-friendly cars and SUVs, and to do that, they need to find a broader group of customers. We go now to Wisconsin, where the market for EVs and gas-electric hybrids is indeed becoming more diverse. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports from Milwaukee.
The auto industry is investing billions of dollars in electric vehicles, expecting to raise the market share of EV sales from its current 2% worldwide to 10 or 20%, or maybe much more, over the next decade or so. Some of the money is going into marketing, including television ads. A current commercial from Cadillac for its EV called The Lyric features black actress and director Regina King.
Cadillac is going electric. If you want to be bold, you have to go off script.
Experience the all-electric Cadillac Lyric.
Singer Janelle Monáe, also black, is featured in a new ad for an EV made by Audi. While the commercials could appeal to anyone, they come after criticism that the EV revolution has focused on more affluent white buyers and threatens to leave behind people of color. Milwaukee residents Olivia Martinez, a Latina, and her husband, Anthony Cooper, who's black, say they have no intention of letting that happen. Cooper sits with driver door open behind the wheel of a 2022 Chevrolet Bolt EUV. The couple bought the electric utility vehicle a few months ago. They recently attended a meeting of Drive Smart Wisconsin, a group that promotes safe and fuel-efficient driving. Cooper says the Bolt, with a price tag of about $35,000, has revived his interest in electric vehicles after some early Tesla models were too expensive.
The price didn't feel fair. It's like, you know, spending 50, 60 grand on something that I'm going to have to find charging stations for and this, that, and the other thing just didn't sit right with me.
Cooper says not only is the Bolt at a better price point, Chevy threw in free installation of a home charging station to restore the Bolt's range of about 260 miles. Cooper says he's keeping his gas-fueled pickup for longer trips. His wife, Olivia, says she'll be driving the Bolt, and just maybe they'll become role models.
In driving the EUV, so since this is so rare still here in Milwaukee, we get those looks that, oh my gosh, what kind of car is that? And then I think it also helps in seeing that, you know, we're of colored background, you know, oh, well, maybe I can afford something, you know, of newer years.
Martinez says the couple also hopes they're doing their bit to slow down or reduce global warming. Nearby at the Drive Smart meetup in West Dallas was physician Jot Soni. He agreed to pop the hood on his 2017 Ford C-Max Energy. The native of India says he's also convinced his sister to buy a hybrid.
So it's a change that's going to come from, you know, ground up. And it certainly is not the case that it is all Caucasian people buying the alternate energy cars. I think if we were ever going to improve on the climate change and move toward a greener future, everybody has to be part of it, regardless of race, religion, color, or whatnot, but everybody should be a part of it.
Soni supports a proposal in Congress that would allow buyers of electric vehicles to qualify for tax credits to cut their upfront cost. Getting charging stations into more diverse neighborhoods is another goal. A Northwestern University study showed that in Chicago, mostly black and Latino areas are charging deserts with little or no access to public chargers. Lori Lissek of Wisconsin Clean Cities points to a new program called Drive Electric Wisconsin. It's part of an effort funded by the U.S. Energy Department in 13 states to work in underserved communities. For example, she wants more charging stations in non-white neighborhoods.
Absolutely. It'll give us the opportunity to be able to address those issues, and that we're working on a national level. We'll be able to draw from information from all of the other parts of the country and what's being done.
Lissek says the program will also increase education and outreach about what may be the automotive future for many people, driving electric. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.